just don't think I could stay in consulting for more than like a few years without wanting to do music. Like I just could see myself, hopefully I see myself moving out of consulting and just moving on to music. And once music starts paying the bills, I think I'm going to drop consulting.
You know, it's funny because I feel like a lot of people value like what you just said, what pays the bills, not exactly what makes them happy. And I just feel like that's really like refreshing and cool to hear you say that, you know, just that, I don't know. I just feel like it's cool.
Yeah. Like that's something that I've seen my mindset change in. I would say before, you know, that 6 figures in consulting or, you know, that nice pay right out of undergrad is really lucrative, but I would honestly rather be, you know, just barely getting by and making good music and meeting people and meeting all these creative minds and doing something that I love than, you know, being consulting, bringing in that money, but knowing that I could do music, which I like way more.
What changed your mindset on that?
I would say, I don't know, it's just something that kind of developed the more I got into music and just like my personal philosophy wise, just realizing that I would rather do something that just makes me happy.
So it's what you're doing and like the happiness that you get from doing that in terms of music, not necessarily like something that's going wrong in your consulting project.
Yeah, definitely that. It's just like consulting, everything's been fine with the club and I like it enough to, you know, do it. It's really interesting to me, but just, I mean, music just has precedence over basically everything else in my life.
I don't know, there's something cool about that, because like, and I was honestly expecting you to say like, oh, there was a really bad thing that happened in the club, or it's like just the bad vibes, but I don't know, it just seems like it's like you're just like, it's great, but there's this other great thing out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, when I was applying to colleges, I was really struggling with what I wanted to do and what, you know, career path I wanted to go down. I was like, there's, you know, investment banking and, you know, you can be an analyst somewhere. And I just never, just the way that I was raised, I think I never considered music as like an actual career. Mm-hmm. And I just seeing more people, you know, make it in music and just realizing that's, you know, a viable path for me, and I have the resources to make it happen if I just, you know, really put in that work.
What do you mean by the way you were raised?
So, just to preface, my parents are wonderful people. Yeah. I love them, but I was kind of raised to see, you know, the traditional career paths as, oh, I got to go into business, so I got to go into tech somehow, and I don't know. I mean, there's so many ways to make it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you don't go to college, I feel like you can really hustle it and make a career out of what you love, especially with the internet, the way that it is now. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be, you know, banking, especially as a business major. It doesn't have to be something like that.
I just really relate to that, because I also was like going to be a musician and going to music. And I feel like everyone around you is always like, oh, it doesn't, you can't support yourself. And I just really relate to what you just said about like that mentality being ingrained to you to the point where you go into business and then, or you're going to something and you realize it's not necessarily what you want to do. I just think that's such a powerful story, and it's kind of cool that I don't know, we kind of share that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna switch up the interview. Like, I'm gonna ask you, like,
oh, no.
What do you where's
oh, no.
your
you're
stance?
Already practicing for your own show.
Exactly.
The Maggie show. All right, before you take over my show completely, I'm gonna get back to music, which is what you love. This is Smooth Operator. Is it okay? Do you know if it's Sade or Sade?
I say Sade.
Sade. Oh, Sade. Okay. Well,
but
let's play it.
Another girl and playing with another heart.
Back on the air. All right, I was just doing some shadowing stuff, showing Maggie how to do it. I'll turn your mic on too, Maggie. Don't think you could just be over there laughing at me at my. Oh wait, you're listening to the Eli Show on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. You can listen online at wrct.org, and you can reach us in the studio at 412-268-9728. We're getting this show back on track, and I'm going to tell you actually about the Andy Warhol Museum, which announces Andy Warhol's social network, interview, television, and portraits, an exhibition featuring the cross-section between Warhol's longest-running project, Interview Magazine, his portrait commissions, and his ventures in television with fashion, Warhol TV, and Warhol's 15 Minutes, featuring 205 issues of Interview Magazine from 1969 to 1987. Andy Warhol's social network will highlight this rare holding within the Warhol's permanent collection that has never before been shown in its entirety. Have you ever been to the Andy Warhol Museum?
I have, actually.
Really?
Highly recommend.
Ooh, okay. Well, Andy Warhol's social network, interview, television, and portraits on view now through February 20, 2023 at the Andy Warhol Museum, 117 Sandusky Street on the north side. More information available at warhol.org, and on Saturday, February 11th, you don't want to miss Ensemble Dal Niente's performance at that museum. That's February 11th. For more exciting events at the Andy Warhol Museum and in the Pittsburgh area, check out wrct.org/events. Now, that was a little bit from the radio calendar and music calendar. I need to get focused, because that was crazy. So I'm gonna just play another song, regain my composure, and then we'll talk after that. All right, Maggie?
Okay, awesome.
I breathe, I don't wake up.
That was Witch in the Cut by Milo Korbensky. And each year, more than 3 million athletes suffer a sports-related brain injury known as a concussion. Sometimes the effects can be serious, especially if they return to play too soon before it's safe. According to the American Academy of Neurology, any athlete who is suspected of having a concussion should be removed from play until evaluated by a doctor who has training in sports concussion. This is for all athletes and all levels. Play it safe. Protect your brain from concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology. Learn more at aam.com. All right, Maggie. You were laughing. I'm gonna put you on the spot.
I'm not laughing. Yeah, you don't know
what's the theme, Maggie?
Oh, I'm in the dark. I'm completely in the dark.
It's okay. So are all of our listeners, I'm assuming. And you won't be in the dark soon. We're almost at the end of the show.
I'm excited.
But I wanted to ask you this. You were involved in business before coming to CMU. You were in a business internship.
Internship, are you talking about InnoVerge?
I should have gotten the name, but it's on your LinkedIn.
On my LinkedIn. It was probably the, I was program director for this STEM nonprofit.
I wanted to ask if any experience you had before convinced you to pursue business or if it was something else.
I think it was something else. Like, I mean, it was partially my experience there, but I think it was more that I couldn't really see myself. Actually, here, I'm going to rewind here. I did robotics in high school.
Okay.
And I was on the systems team, actually, which is like electrical engineering and like pneumatics. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not really a STEM person. I'm all for people that are really good at STEM. A lot of my friends, you know, especially being at SMU, right, are geniuses in that field, but it's not for me. I don't really get much enjoyment out of coding. And honestly, I think my skills kind of lie more in talking to people. And especially what I love about consulting is the strategic component of that. And I really found business to be the only field where that was really applicable for me. So it was just kind of more like, where do my skills apply? Mm-hmm. And the way that I kind of ruled out STEM just made it a whole lot easier just to pick business.
Well, you're also doing sonic arts. I'm not giving enough credit to that. And you told me you want to do music production, but let's go into the sonic arts for a sec. What exactly is sonic arts?
So sonic arts at CMU is an ID8 minor, which is a joint venture between two colleges. I think it's like CFA, Fine Arts, and something else. But and you can take it in like a couple different directions, but I'm trying to just do this to supplement like my, you know, eventually my music production. And right now I'm in this class called Intro to Music Technology. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited about it, where, you know, there's like a little Ableton section there, and that's the program that I want to get started on. So yeah, really hyped for that.
Yeah, is it difficult to balance doing sonic arts and business since they're so different?
Honestly, no. I would say it's honestly it's not a super heavy minor, and all the classes I really enjoy. And that's kind of who I am anyways, like business and music. So mm-hmm. It just kind of fell naturally into that.
That's good. I mean, and you've also, so you've done work for Carnegie Mellon Racing.
Yes, and I will say I wasn't super involved with that.
Okay.
But I kind of joined last year because I was looking for different clubs. And I went on the finance team for a bit, and I think I just found my passions elsewhere in consulting.
I mean, why were you involved in the first place, though, then?
I think I was still hooked on this idea when I got to CMU of, you know, doing, because I, you know, still had that little remnant of, like, STEM in me.
Oh.
Just kind of being conditioned that way through high school, like, wanting to do STEM, especially in Seattle. The startup scene is really big. My dad is in that tech scene. He kind of always tried to get me into that, but I came here and I held on to that a little bit, and I realized that I would just rather much do something more business or something more creative, in my mind.
Why do you think you were holding on to that, though, if you came to, like, reinvent yourself, like you said in the beginning?
Yeah, I guess it's just kind of being stuck in, like, old ways, just kind of the way I was raised. It was hard to drop that. But once I hit that point of realizing, like, I'm lucky enough to be here, and I have all these resources at my disposal to do, you know, really make the best out of it for me. You know, I think it'd be a waste of all those resources, all the people that have helped me if I ended up with something that I wasn't, you know, truly happy doing.
So how many clubs did you like cycle through or try to go to?
Cycle through. Really, I think it was that one, and then I applied to a different business organization, and I didn't join that one. Honestly, it was just those. WRCT is not something I'm cycling through, so mm-hmm. It's WRCT, 180 Degrees Consulting.
What are the most important things that you consider when joining a club, like, and what makes you decide to stay? Like, you stayed at WRCT, you stayed at 180 Degrees Consulting, and then left CMR. But not trying to throw some shade, but what are the factors that you consider when making these decisions?
I honestly think just going into it, you know, in the very beginning, I think the thing that made me want to stay in WRCT and 180 Degrees Consulting was I would meet someone who would just kind of just show me the ropes and tell me what it was all about. And if I really vibed with that person, or if I met more people, I would, you know, think, oh, this is a good place with good people. And, you know, not saying that about any other clubs that I'm right. not in, that there's not good people there. But I just, when I came to WRCT, you know Liz?
Yeah.
Matt A. Yeah. So I met Liz, and Liz showed me, I think Liz and Mike showed me how to DJ, and I, you know, or they were like teaching me, kind of like adding on to what I knew. And I don't know, I really, like, Liz kind of showed me the ropes, told me about WRCT, introduced me to some more members, and I thought I really like it here. I mean, this is Music Central.
And you're really outgoing as a, you're a lot of really energetic person, and you I feel like you can meet people so quickly. Do you think that's something that you developed, or is that something that you just kind of are?
I would say that's actually something I developed. I don't know. I really can't, I don't know if understate or overstate is the right word here. I really can't emphasize enough, like, how much of a different person I am now in college than in high school. I kind of like kept more to myself in high school. But being here with so many different kinds of people and realizing that the world is massive and there's so many people out there that I can meet, I really just try to, you know, talk to everyone. So, mm-hmm. And that's kind of what, you know, landed me in these clubs, was just putting myself out there, just like even for like a coffee chat or two, or just, I mean, there's so many opportunities. You just got to take advantage of them.
Is that something that happens when you go through college, or because you say you kept to yourself in high school? Is that something that happens when you're going through college, or when you came in on day one, you're ready to hit the ground running and go become outgoing?
See, I it was that. It was like, really? I hit day one, and a week, I mean, it was orientation week was a little scary, just, you know, being in a new space with new people. But it was so exciting just to, you know, be in a new city, putting down new roots. And I really think it started from day one, which was a week. And I didn't expect to see that shift. So I guess it was in me from before. But that's something that happened almost instantaneously.
All right, well, let's end on a fun note, all right? Have you tried dating at CMU?
I will say I got really close to dating. I haven't dated anybody officially at CMU. Actually, I was doing long distance with my ex. He lives in Seattle.
I don't want to say, how did that go? I feel like that's a bad question.
It's in like it's complicated stage right now. So we met over the summer at like a rave. We saw K Tronada over the summer.
Oh, so you know, but you know it's gonna be long distance if you met.
Yeah, exactly. We knew it was gonna be long distance. Well, what happened was he didn't. Okay, rewind. You're right. Met over the summer, and then we kept seeing each other that summer. And then I went back to school. We just kind of ended up, you know, calling. And I went back for fall break, back to Seattle, back home where he was. And we went to another concert. We saw Polo and Pan. I don't know if you know them. They're like a European, like, house duo. And we ended up dating over fall break. We came back here, started long distance. And that ended a couple weeks ago, but we still talk. Okay. So, I mean, he's really into music. So we still, like, get along really well. So...
Well, if he ever comes here, you should go to Row House Cinema, which joins you in supporting WRCT.
Yes.
Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. What do you mean? What do you mean theme? Do you have a guess?
No, I don't have a guess. I just want to make sure that we didn't forget.
We won't forget. We're gonna play another song, and I think you'll figure it out.
I don't think so.
I think you will. This is West Coast Love by the Emotional Oranges.
West Coast love, never left.
That is the end. That's Miss You Much by Janet Jackson. All right. So a minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with a minute pause. Tuesday is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm excited about the spring schedule, which is going to start tomorrow. Or it's technically, oh my goodness, this mic just fell off. All right. I'm going to hold this mic. I hope everything is, oh my goodness, I'm like destroying the studio right now. It's okay. Oh, thanks, Maggie. All right. Well, since you helped me fix the mic, we got it. Okay.
Do I deserve the theme now?
You deserve the theme. Do you have any final guesses?
I'm not going to lie. I spent this entire hour trying to figure it out, and I'm coming up empty handed.
Right, so we just did a retrospective on last year, on your year. 2022. Every song in this playlist has been from your monthly playlist.
I'm gone. I was thinking at the beginning of this, I was like, oh, these are all songs I know. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Wait, so how did you pick them? Do you just like go through the monthlies and like pick random ones?
Yeah, well, not random, but or I was like, I'm vibing. I feel like I did a, you know, how do I do? You're the DJ here.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's so funny with Run This Town, because I said I haven't heard this one for so long, but that was last year?
That was January. Yeah, January, then, yeah.
Really? For some reason, I have the recollection of, like, running to that in, like, high school.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Oh, my God. See, I was going to say, I was like, wow, our music tastes are, like, so similar.
Well, I was going to put in an ABBA song, because you said it was a very ABBA
It was summer. An ABBA summer, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It was an ABBA summer.
I should have won with that. Maybe that would have been the giveaway. But let's listen to the December song right now. This is Oye Como Va from Santana.
Santana.
All right, well, here it is. All right, that was Maggie's year, 2022, and now I'm doing something I've never done. I'm letting her take over the Eli show. She's got to practice if she's ever going to have a show, and it's going to be a great show. She doesn't have a controller, but I think it's going to. I think you'll do a great job. So what's the first song you've got queued up here?
All right, the first one is going to be "Set Adrift on Memory Bliss," and this is one of my songs from last month. And I'm also going to have. I don't know. Depending on how I'm feeling, I'm gonna have some house coming up because this man did not put any house in the 2021.
I can't be that obvious.
Yeah,
you know?
Otherwise I would have guessed the theme. So we're gonna get some, you know, some electronic music coming.
All right, let's get it going.
That's the way it goes, I guess.
Baby, you send me love. Baby, you send me love. Set adrift on memory bliss.
Baby, you
send me love. Baby, you send me love. Set adrift on memory bliss to you.
I'm a little bit salty right now because my mom just texted me, love this song, and it's like she hasn't texted me that the rest of the show, and I'm like, that's Maggie's first song she picked. So, oh my goodness! But all right, that was a nice choice. All right,
yeah.
fine.
Thank you for letting me hijack your show. The next one coming up is "Ain't Nothing Going On But the Rent," and I actually got this from a RuPaul's Drag Race lip sync. So yeah, enjoy, guys.
asking you, what can you do for me? I've got responsibilities, so I'm looking for a man who's got some money in his hand. Cause nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me. Love's too mysterious. A fly girl like me needs security. Cause ain't nothing going on but the rent. You got to have a J-O-B if you wanna be with me. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. You got to have a J-O-B if you wanna be with me. No romance without finance. I said no.
So the next one's going to be Mr. Dabalina by Del the Funky Homo Sapien. Enjoy.
Oh. I know I'm drunk now. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. 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 Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Bob Doubleina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid. Because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, you fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted. You used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homies. But DEL is already hip to your cronies. Me and CMP has thought about this, and never have we seen a brother who would hover like Mr. Doubleina. Doubleina. The style of dress is not the key, Doubleina. It's all in the mind and the heart, so you should start by remembering you gotta pay a fee, Doubleina.
All right, so the next one's going to be Too Much Heaven by the Bee Gees.
Thank you. just a dream to fade away. Nobody gets too much heaven, no more. It's much harder to come back. I'm waiting in line. Nobody gets too much love anymore. It's as high as a mountain and harder to climb.
So next, coming up, we have After the Love Is Gone by Earth, Wind & Fire.
For a while, to love was all we could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes we were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true. For a while we paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day.
Something happened along the way. We used to be happy with sand.
never knew that what was wrong, oh baby, wasn't right. We tried to find what we had, till the sadness was all we shared.
We were scared
this affair would lead our love into
something.
All right, that was the Jinky Experience. Jinky Experience? Am I saying it right?
Jinky.
That's the Jinky Experience. I want to thank Maggie for coming on to the Eli Show today. I want to thank everyone for listening to the Eli Show and remind you all that you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Maggie, you got one more song to close us out for the day.
All right, closer is going to be Surrender to Me by Fire City Funk.
All right.
Enjoy. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and on the web at www.wrct.org. It's a Sunday morning. You're listening to One to One.
Yeah.